It feels great. You know, really, the best feeling is coming out here and getting this win. You know, in the last four games, I think we split, you know, 2-2, and, you know, with Pittsburgh coming in here with the best defense, the best football team in the National Football League, you know, it was good for us to come out here and, you know, I guess, so to speak, flex a little bit, you know, show what this Titans team is all about and what it's going to be about when the playoffs start and the AFC playoffs comes through Nashville. And, you know, for our team defense, actually, the good thing is we played great today, and the better thing is we get Kyle and Albert back next time. So, you know, it's a big plus.
You mentioned Albert, Jason Jones played today. Kind of like Albert. Looks a lot like him other than the number, maybe a little bit smaller.
Yeah, Jason Jones is a guy that's been in there all year, but when Albert's in there, you know, he's a rookie, so he's going to get the reps that he gets. You know, I'm sure he has some pretty decent numbers, you know, throughout the course of the year. I think Jason just was in a position today where, you know, he had more plays, more opportunities to make plays. And, you know, before the game, we knew he was going to kind of have a impact on this game, but not as big as we thought it was.
Hey, Chief, how'd you get your hands on terrible talent?
I think back at the beginning of the fourth quarter or something like that, I put in a request. You know, I saw a bunch of them, you know, waving around our stadium, so I said I need to get my hands on one of those. I'm well connected in the stadium. I just somehow got one, so, you know, I'm not going to reveal my sources. I don't want anyone to get fired or anything. Just know that got my sources. So I'm sorry?
You didn't mug anybody, did you?
I mean, I was on the field, so, I mean, I'm super talented. If I can mug someone and get back on the field, I don't care. I don't care. You know, that's what the thing is. You know, once it gets down to playoffs and stuff like that, it just is what it is. And my team has been in a position where we've been down for years, and we've just gradually made our, you know, we've kind of come back to the top. So, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't care. And it's really no disrespect to the Pittsburgh Steelers players or anything like that, because there are a lot of great football players over there and coaches that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. But that's just our stand. You know what I mean? Anybody that comes through here in the playoffs, we plan to stop them out. So that has to be our stand. It affects our side of the ball just in the sense that we have to be prepared to go out at the field position that we're at right now, just in case we don't get it. It actually adds to our psyche when we do get it. You know, when you get a fourth and inches and CJ runs a 20-yard touchdown, that's huge. You know, so at this time of the year, that's how it's going to be. You know, a lot of teams are going to go for it on fourth down. It's about that time. It's playoffs are right around the corner, and that's what's going to be going on.
But you know, Coach Jeff, I've been playing it for so many years, to throw a pass on 42 in December just doesn't seem a lot like his mojo the way he's been doing it over the years.
I don't know. Maybe went to the run one too many times. Like, honestly, I don't know. I can't call it.
Not to be the extra motivation, but, you know, if I talk about Pittsburgh defense, you know, you guys have a pretty good defense yourself, but you feel like you have to come out there and make a statement.
I think that's just how this league goes. You know, anytime you're being matched up, you're going to want to compete, even though you're not going against the people. Pittsburgh, their defense, they come out, they make a lot of plays, they force a lot of turnovers, they actually put their offense in great position to score points and win games. So I think that it was our challenge as a defense to make more plays than their defense to give our offense those opportunities, because really we've been kind of playing similar defense, you know, Pittsburgh and Tennessee the whole year, creating turnovers, creating plays, and letting the offense do the rest.
No more priority today to have Ben Roethlisberger
throw
as many times as he did and really shut down the run. Is that
really
the number one
priority going in? Our number one thing was to shut down the run and then, force Ben to hold the ball a little longer, which means, you know, we had to cover down, because we know, you know, Ben's the type of quarterback, he throws best on the run. He throws good in the pocket as well, but when he's being mobile and moving around, I think he makes more plays down the field. His wide receivers, they're all on the same page, so I think he does a great job of that. So I think our game plan worked pretty effectively today.
Did you think that this team's most complete game of the season?
Yeah, it's definitely up there. I definitely say it's one of our top three games. They could be number one just because of the magnitude of it and the way that we came out last week. We didn't really play too well. It was great to see how our guys came out and answered the bell. You know, that just goes to show what type of team this is. And to me, it gives the confidence that no matter who's coming in here, you know, we have the confidence that we can match up and stand toe to toe.
You know, this is important.
Absolutely. That's what this game was about. You know, Coach Fisher, you know, talked to us last night about momentum, you know, coming out and establishing what we're going to be going into the playoffs. If we come into this game and, you know, don't play well, and then we play Indy next week, who I don't know what they're going to do. Usually once they're in, they sit their players. You know, you're not really getting a true test. This is a real true test. And, it's definitely a momentum game, and it sets the tone for the playoffs in the AFC.